It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From Los Angeles back in the 1970s to St. Louis back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, and then back to Los Angeles in the late 2010s to the 2020s. From the fearsome foursome to the greatest show on turf, to just simply the LA Rams. Super Bowl 34, Super Bowl 56. Ram fans across the nation, Ram fans across the world. The playmaker Donnell Salins here, and you have turned into Ramly Talk. Horns up, Rams house, let's go. Time to talk Rams football.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ramly Talk.
I'm the Playmaker of Boss Sports Network. I am your host, Dunn, the Playmaker Solomon's here again. Nice weather, Jacksonville, Florida. And you know what? I'm not feeling it. What took place on Monday night? It was one of those things when you just sat there and said, I knew it. I just freaking knew it. What a disaster. Maybe I had to go from that game on a short week and be a part of America's Game of the Week on Fox. And yet, I'm not feeling it. Look, we knew going into Monday night game that this team in Northern California has been beating our asses pretty much three seasons in a row, regular season wise. So going to Santa Clara on Monday Night Football, you felt kind of uneasy, on edge. Trying to figure out what it would this be the end of it. They lost their best offensive lineman, Trent Williams, so you think you had a chance. But like a famous Hall of Famer sports anchor used to say, that's why they played the game. Play the game, kicked it off, took the opening drive, got a field goal, that would be both there. And then San Fran gets the ball. They drove down the field. Before you know it, 31 yards later, Jeff Wilson Jr. is in the end zone for a touchdown. No Aaron Donald on the play. And it happens. Not really, you know, don't like what you saw, but you know, you're hanging in there, you're like, you go down in the field, you kicked another field goal, and now you're down 7-6. And then what turned the game around? They throw a quick slant to Deebo Samuel with the ball is high, which Deebo goes up and get it, and Darren Kendricks jumps it and misses the football. And before you know it, 51 yards later, Deebo Samuel is celebrating a San Fran touchdown. Eli Manning said it on the Mamie cast. That was a 14-point swing because the real Kendricks had nothing but green grass in front of him if he made that pick. That was a pick six that turned into a That was an LA Rams pick six that turned into a San Francisco touchdown. We had a pick six for Deebo, and Deebo went to the house. Well, I be damned. Here we go again. We have an opportunity. It slipped through our hands, and Deebo takes advantage of it again. It's somehow, somewhere, it's always that goddamn 19. That goddamn 19 always makes that goddamn play. And this is not any play. It's like the play that turns the game around. The play that lets you know where this game is heading in. This is that damn 19. And the word Kendrick, man, I'm not even mad at him. He read it. He read the play. He knew what was coming. But the ball was just an inch higher than what he expected. Now, whether Jimmy Garoppolo threw that high on purpose or not, it remains to be seen. But I'm pretty sure he ain't gonna tell you that he threw it high on accident. But the ball was higher than normal, and Deebo went to climb the ladder and got it. While the Dora Kendricks just missed it. That was the turning point of this whole entire game. Cause it's 7-4, it's 7-6. A pick six makes it 13-7. Instead, it's 14-6. Red down 8 before you knew it. Red down 8 going into halftime. Down 8. Down and going to halftime. We do come up. We do get a field goal. It's 9-14. 9-14. We do hold San Fran to a field goal. So, you know, it's 17-9. You know, in the fourth quarter, we're only down 8. It's still manageable. We can still get it going. And Stafford throws a pick six. So, I can't say the safety's name. I'm calling him Double T because his first name starts with a T, man. His last name starts with a T. Double T for San Fran takes it back 56 yards to the house, thus making it 24-9, and that was your final score on Monday night. Football. Seven games in a row in the regular season. San Fran, Kyle Shanahan has been whooping on Sean McVay and the Los Angeles Rams. That's right, I said it. Kyle Shanahan is whooping Sean McVay's ass every chance he gets. And that goddamn defense of San Francisco got 7 damn sacks on Matthew Stafford. Our third center, our fourth offensive tackle, probably fifth now because Woody Coleman, they saying he has a high ankle sprain, so we don't know when he's going to be ready to return. Brian Allen, he's still out. Sean McVay. I don't know what it is when he comes to San Francisco, but you suck against the 49ers. If it weren't for us getting our ass whooped last year twice in the regular season again by San Francisco, the NFC Championship game wouldn't have been what it was. And players would get tired of losing to San Francisco. And so when it mattered most, they played their ass off and got the damn job done. But for some freaking reason, in the regular season, you, Sean McVay, who is the head coach of the reigning, defending Super Bowl champions, can't beat Kyle Shanahan. And I don't know why. Since 2019, this man has beat you 7 straight times. 2019, 2-0. 2020, 2-0. 2021, 2-0. 2022, 1-0. 7 straight. And then, by the time you get to the end of the month, guess who we'll be seeing again? Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers at SoFi Stadium. The actual place of the rematch for the NFC Championship game. That ain't my only problem with you. That really not my only problem with you. And you gonna see why. Matthew Stafford, 32 for 48, 254. That pick six we talking about, and he was sacked 7 times. Running game as a hold, 18 carries for 57 yards. 18 carries, 57 yards for the entire Los Angeles Rams running game. Jeff Wilson Jr., 18 carries, 74 yards, touchdown. One running back for San Francisco outdid the entire Los Angeles Rams running game. The entire Los Angeles Rams football team in the rushing department. One San Francisco player did that. Cooper Kupp, 14 catches, 122. Tyler Higbee, 10 catches, 73. Debo Samuel, 6 catches, 115 and a touchdown. You know a name I don't see in my stacks? You know one name I'm not seeing? One name. I'm just going to let you guess. What name that I'm looking for that I haven't seen? What's the name I'm looking for that I haven't seen? Allen Robinson. What's up with all this hoopla, this praise, this good talk, all off season. We had a whole off season with Allen Robinson. He's great. He made unbelievable catches. He's good to have a big receiver and whatnot.
In four games.
I don't think Allen Robinson has made my stat sheet not once outside of him getting his first touchdown with his unbelievable against the Arizona Cardinals. I'm trying to figure out. What are we doing? Tell me, babe. Why is Allen Robinson not getting the targets that he should get? Matter of fact, Allen Robinson, why are you not demanding the targets you should get? We throwing 20 passes to Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp don't need that many targets. You can give him his 10, his 12 targets, but the mother 8 can go to Allen Robinson. Ben Skowronek. I mean, Tyler Higbee, you're getting his target. He had 10 catches. But where the freak is Allen Robinson at? Inquiring Ram Minds wants to know. Where's Allen Robinson? Where has he been at? Because we're looking for him. We haven't seen that Allen Robinson sighting with the Rams. But we gave all this hoopla during the offseason. We did all this talk during the offseason about Allen Robinson. And so far, Allen Robinson has, let me see here. In 4 games, Allen Robinson has 9 catches on 18 targets for 95 yards and a touchdown. This last game, Cooper Kupp had 20 targets and caught 14 of them. I mean, what are we doing, McVay? What are we doing, Stafford? What are we doing, Robinson? I'm putting all 3 of y'all in the same damn boat. Oh, my God. What was the point of signing Allen Robinson? What was the point of signing Allen Robinson if we're not going to throw him the freaking ball? Everybody knows, oh, they're going to throw the Cooper Kupp. Oh, my favorite. Hey, how you think the pick six happened? Oh, Cooper Kupp. They doing a screen to Cooper Kupp. Pick. Back to the house. Touchdown. Game over. Maybe Stafford, get your heads out your asses. Or get your heads out of Cooper Kupp's ass. That's right, I said it. You have Allen Robinson, you have a big ass receiver. Use him. Yo, and
you know what?
Y'all better hope and pray that OBJ wants to come back to him. We need OBJ back. I'm saying it right here, right now. It is October the 6th. And I'm saying it right here, right now. OBJ, please come back. Because whatever Sean McVay and Snappy Stappy doing, it's not including Allen Robinson. I don't know why. But when you come back, maybe Allen Robinson actually can get some one-on-one matchup. Maybe Allen Robinson actually can see the goddamn ball. Because guess what? With OBJ back, knowing with Cooper Kupp, they're going to spread the goddamn field. Because you can't double Cooper Kupp now, and you don't want to double OBJ. And it's like, oh, so everybody gets one-on-one matchups. Maybe then Allen Robinson can see the targets that he's supposed to get. But that's not until like another month or two when OBJ can come back. Goddamn shit. Alright, I'm done. Let me take a break. When we come back, I'm gonna preview the game.
The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official license, sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even International Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team. Rep the hardware. Get comfortable. Because Fanatics is the way to go. Where sports fans shop and official license everything.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Now that I got my little frustration out of the way, but you keep using San Francisco. Like we're a goddamn college team going against our rival that we never beat in 30 years. For those of you who watch college football, y'all know who I'm taking a shot at. But now we get to week 5. So far, Stadium, we're back home after two divisional road games. 4:25 Eastern Standard Time. 1:25 Pacific Time. Fox is the channel, and we are the America's Game of the Week because it is the Los Angeles Rams hosting the 3-1 Dallas Cowboys. America's team versus the Super Bowl champions. Cooper Rush, 4-0 as a starter, 3-0 this season. Without Dak Prescott, who is still recovering from the thumb injury, who will not be playing this game, according to Mike McCarthy, because Dak can't still grip a football. So it's Cooper Rush against Matthew Stafford. Cooper Rush, 62 for 102, 737 yards, 4 touchdowns. Matthew Stafford, 106 for 150, 1,015 yards, 4 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. The running game. Let's go to the running matchup. Ezekiel Elliott, the leading rusher for the Cowboys. 59 carries, 227 yards, and a touchdown. Who's our leading rusher? Darrell Anderson. 34 carries, 138, and a touchdown. Why is Cam Akers not my leading rusher? I like Darrell Anderson. Don't get it twisted. I like Darrell Anderson. But we all know who's the number one running back for this team, and it's Cam Akers. You better find a way, Sean McVay, to get Cam Akers the goddamn football. You better find a way to get Allen Robinson involved in the football game. And then we can get Cooper Kupp his targets. Then we can get Cooper Kupp his ball. And then we can look at Tyler Higbee. And then we can use Ben Skron. And by the way, when the hell is Ben Jefferson going to touch the goddamn field? You've been battling this knee injury since preseason, since training camp. Your knee still ain't healed up yet for you to play. We are a whole month into the season. At one point, you gotta say you was gonna miss the opening week and be back for week 2. We're going into week 5. We still haven't seen Van Jefferson yet. When are you gonna get healthy, sir? You another part of the puzzle that we're missing. When are you gonna get healthy?
And by the way, let me get closer here. I need to talk to the offensive line.
Thank you. I know we battled injuries on the offensive line. I know that Andrew Whitworth has retired and he's doing Thursday Night Football for Amazon Prime Video. That was a leader. That was a man amongst men. I understand. I truly understand. I understand the injuries. Cody Shelton is on the shelf. Brian Allen's on the shelf. We got some offensive linemen that's on the shelf for the season. I understand. I understand. So listen to me very carefully, okay? Michael Parsons. You have DeMarcus Lawrence. That D-line for the Dallas Cowboys is no freaking slouch. Now, they not San Francisco type of offensive line. They're not Tampa Bay type of defensive line. But damn it, they up there. They in the top 10, maybe top 5 right now. Okay? You got your ass whooped by Buffalo week 1 when Von Miller came back. Remember that? You got your ass whooped last week. I'm pretty sure you definitely remember that because everybody talking about how pitiful you looked against the San Fran D-line. And D'Amico Moore said, I'm blitzing you. And there's nothing you can do about it. What do you think? What videos do you think Dan Quinn looked at? Well, he looked at what Von Miller did to us. You know why? Because Michael Parsons can be the next Von Miller, but in some cases, the next Lawrence Taylor. So you know he's scheming up ways to get Michael Parsons to get Matthew Stafford. What do you think he's doing with the rest of the D-line? By another guy by the name of DeMarcus Lawrence, who will be on the other side of Michael Parsons. What do you think that's going to look like? So I don't care. If you put on that jersey Sunday afternoon at SoFi Stadium on that offensive line, you better man the effing up. Do your damn job to make sure we walk out of SoFi Stadium with a W and not a goddamn loss. Not to America's team. Not to this team. I am sick and tired of hearing about the Dallas Cowboys and goddamn Cooper Rush. This ends Sunday. Do you understand? This needs to win Sunday. We need to bring them damn Cowboys back down to earth. Because now, they feeling high about themselves. They feeling good about themselves. They win the games without Dak Prescott, and they feel like as soon as Dak Prescott is back, they're going to win more. No. We're going to start the downfall, and then we're going to have Philly continue the downfall next week. But this week, it starts with us. Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay, you better do what the hell you got to do. I better see some Cam Akers with the football. I better see Allen Robinson get targets. I better see this team what it's supposed to be. You have 4 weeks. 4 weeks is over. You're 2-2 on the season, and you're not leading the NFC West. That would be the San Francisco 49ers, who got done whooping your ass yet again for the seventh consecutive time. Are you hearing me?
Because right now, let's see. CeeDee Lamb is the leading receiver for the Cowboys. Yeah, he's the number one. 23 catches, 288, 2 touchdowns. Not staggering numbers, because guess what? Cooper Kupp, 42 catches, 402 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
I would not take losing to the Cowboys. I'm telling you this right here, right now. Losing to the Cowboys is not a goddamn option. You do what you gotta do. You beat the damn Cowboys, and then you get ready to smother the brakes out of Baker Mayfield before I back, okay? Because he comes to SoFi Stadium, man. So let's have fun smothering him. But first and foremost, you punch them damn Cowboys in their goddamn mouth. You punch them in their mouth and tell them, your run ends here at SoFi Stadium. You get me? Do you read me? I hope so. That is all I got for you today. I am not in the mood right now, and as you can tell. So next week, maybe the Rams will put me in the mood that I should be, okay? Y'all enjoy the game. Y'all enjoy your football. I'll catch y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to your new episode of Ramley Talk.
And if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Rambly Talk on. And for those of you who are iTunes and Apple Podcasts lovers, leave us a rate and review on those, and we'll gladly know how we're doing. Until next time, Donovan Peckermaker signing off.